We continue our sermon series on mystery revealed. This whole Epiphany season, the Epiphany meaning revelation, this whole series on the mysteries of God revealed to us in Christ Jesus. The mysteries that have been with us from the beginning revealed as Christ has been teaching his disciples and his people. This little Epiphany season that comes between Christmas and Ash Wednesday is a season that is rich in helping us understand who Jesus is and what he wants us to understand and to know. And so as we have been seeing the things revealed to us, the mysteries revealed to us, first in the star that led the wise men to Bethlehem, the Lord's baptism where we saw the Trinity for the first time, made extremely obvious. Even though it's in the Old Testament, it was made extremely obvious in the manifestation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in Christ's baptism in the Jordan. The revelation of the manifestation gifts that we read about in 1 Corinthians 12. The revelation of the importance of community, common unity that we talked about last week with the body of Christ and all its members. And then this week, we want to talk about where healing begins in our world today, which is the revelation of love that Christ shows us when he speaks with authority and he commands things with power. And I always think it's important to understand, because people are always struggling with healing. It seems to be one of the things that people struggle with. And we know as Christians that we're supposed to pray for healing. It's what we're told to do. We recognize that. And yet, oftentimes, people question, they try to figure out formulas, and Jim Ross, who just passed away, wrote a book, and I have a copy of the book, and I love the fact that he talks about healing starting with the right understanding of our relationship with God, right understanding of our need for forgiveness. That's where healing starts, is our need for forgiveness. And I thought, how impressive that we would understand, just as St. Paul understood, that if we're really going to get the truth revealed, it's going to start where, just like healing starts, with the understanding of where everything comes from. What is the motivation? There's no mistake that St. Paul, as he writes to us 1 Corinthians 12, which talks about the amazing manifestation gifts that are to empower us as God's people to do the mission that he set before us, and 1 Corinthians 14, where he warns us not to put too much emphasis on the not so important gifts for the sake of, because they're more manifestation gifts, that we should recognize order and worship and so on, that there's no mistake that he puts 1 Corinthians 13 right in the middle. He puts it in the middle so that we understand what is the motivation behind all the things that we do. That's why he ends chapter 12 with these words, "And I will show you a still more excellent way." He says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." And then he says these words, "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, never ends." I love these words because we recognize that in order for us to really understand what it means to be that body, that common unity, that community that God wants us to be the people that God has called us to be, that he revealed to us in his baptism, that we are to understand love, first of all, coming from God to us. And then, you know, how does Jesus summarize the commandments? He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." That's how he defines love, right? And it's interesting because when we understand the mystery revealed to us in Christ's baptism, that the Father gives us our identity, and it's out of our identity that flows obedience. That's what this is here. The Father giving us our identity, and out of our identity flowing obedience, we understand the importance of love. If we're going to use the gifts that God gives us in a proper way, it's going to be motivated by love. Because love is not selfish. Love is not self-serving. Love is not envy. Love does not boast. All the things that when we receive these manifestation gifts, we could be guilty of, thinking that my gift is greater than your gift. Just like chips are better than candy. Right? We can get into these comparisons, and yet what St. Paul wants us to understand in the body is that everything flows out of love. The love of God for us, which gives us our identity, and the love of God that leads us to love one another as God loves us. And so the mystery of love is a mystery that creates a relationship which leads to authority. Jesus shows the love of God the Father in healing the sick. Healing begins when we understand the relationship we have with our Father. I know that people like to get healed. I got healed. I know the importance of healing. But it would grieve me if people were healed without an appreciation for the love that God wants to show in Christ when people are healed. He wants to show His love for us. He wants to show His love that creates that relationship that brings us back to the Father. The love of God in Christ Jesus is to bring us back, to reconcile us with the Father. That's why we're a covenant people. And when we go out, we should be like Jesus. What was the thing that impressed them in the gospel lesson? Was he didn't speak like other religious leaders, right? He spoke with authority. And they saw the power that came from that authority. That even demons left people. That people were healed. Didn't matter what their status, didn't matter where they came from, they were healed. Because the kingdom was moving and advancing. And it was out of love that Jesus did the things that he did. I know how exhausting it is to go through a Sunday and to, at one time I used to do 5 services a Sunday. It's kind of a breeze now with one. When I used to do 5 services, I remember how I felt at the end of the day. And then I would read these texts where Jesus, at the end of his time of teaching, still went into the evening hours healing people. And I thought, whoa. See, what love he has for people that he would keep going, that he would keep healing, that he would keep, even there he could have stayed and they would have shown him great gratitude and loyalty and honor. And yet the Bible tells in the gospel lesson that he says, no, I have to keep going. I have to keep going because I'm called for a purpose, and it's to share the good news with all. And so he has to move on from there where he's healed people, where he has a place of honor, where people have seen his power, where they obviously recognize him as the God, the Messiah, and he has to move on because he tells them, I have to go. And yet I want to just look for a moment at what does it mean to have authority? Well, the real meaning of authority is to reflect the author. And when Jesus is showing his authority, it's because he understands the love of God for his people. When he spoke with authority, when his words had authority, it was because he reflected the love that God had for his people. And so when they use the word authority, it's interesting because healing begins with the forgiveness that we receive in our relationship with God when we confess our sins to him and receive the forgiveness won for us. We receive authority when the king reminds us that it is our job to reflect him. When the king of the universe reminds us that we who are a covenant people, who have received our identity in Christ and are called to be obedient because of who we are, start to reflect Jesus, start to reflect his love for people, then we are acting under authority, right? We are reflecting the author. And like Jeremiah, do we know who we are? I like that verse in Jeremiah chapter 1. before I formed you in the womb. I wish more people would pay attention to this with all the things that are going on in our country right now. Listening to the governor of Virginia and seeing what's happening in New York, I wish people would read this, but maybe they wouldn't understand. But it means before I even formed you in the womb, before I started to knit you together, I knew you. Before you were even born, what does God say to Jeremiah? Before you were even born, I set you apart, I consecrated you, I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Before you were even conceived, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. That pretty much tells you how God views life, right? Jesus begins with compassion and love. And that's why St. Paul can use the words, and we heard this if you were here at the retreat yesterday, we heard this from the people who were speaking. The one guy that was speaking from Colorado, his name was, he was a pastor, his first name was Brian, I thought it was kind of cool. He talked about the fact that Paul likes to talk about faith, love, and hope. And we always remember 1 Corinthians 13 where it says, there is faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. But he says, he was talking about the fact that so many times when Paul speaks, he talks about faith, love, and hope. But at all times, the greatest of these is love. Because it is love that motivates us. It is love that calls us on. It is love that leads us. It was interesting because when he talked about faithfulness, he talked about remembering the things that God has brought us to this point. And we think about hope, it's looking to the future, trusting that God's in control. But it's love that motivates us in the moment. It's love that gives us authority. It's love that helps us to represent Christ in the world. It's love that helps us to reflect the author. When we understand the fatherhood of God, and we understand the love that he has for us, and the love that he wants us to have for others, it changes us, doesn't it? It should. Because if love is not selfish, and love is not boastful, and whenever I use this passage, a lot of times people want to use this passage for weddings. And have you ever heard 1 Corinthians 13 at a wedding? Yeah. And I always like to do, the way I like to do it is, I always like to put on cards all the knots. Love is not. Love is not. Love is not. Love is not. But it's interesting to me that if you did all the love is, you wouldn't have to worry about what the love is not. Think about that for a second. If we did all the things that love is, if we worked really hard, which we can't, but if we allowed the Holy Spirit to work in us, and we concentrated on those things that love is, would those things that love is not really manifest? Not so much. If we spent time on understanding what love is, then those things, even though because we're simple human beings, they keep coming up, they wouldn't be as powerful if we concentrate on what love is. And that's why it's so important to hear those words over and over again. Moving around here. Listen to them again. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Can you imagine if we just spent all of our time asking the Lord to fill us with the love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things? But we have time to do all those things that it says love is not. Being rude, self-seeking, pointing out wrongs. No. If we were motivated by love, if love was our purpose in life, if love was what we strive for, if the love of God in Christ Jesus was what we prayed that God would fill us with each day, we would spend all of our time doing the things that love is rather than worrying about the things that love is not. And so I pray that as we recognize the power that God has given to us, we would be secure in our identity and move forth with kingdom power showing the power of the author in our lives. We would show that love that Jesus had for the people that came to him. It must have been such a long day for him when he was there healing people. And it says here, now when the sun was setting, this is when people normally stopped and things stopped, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Now that doesn't sound that big of to us, maybe not such a big deal, because with electricity and with the way that we run, how many of us, when the sun set, are just starting to get going? Yeah, when the sun sets, it's like, oh, goody! Now we can get some work done. At least in my house, that's when the kids go to bed, right? get work done. And yet, at this time in history, when the day started, when the sun rose, and when they basically stopped when the sun set, it's important to understand that for him, his day was over. This is a time where you were to spend some time with your family and relaxing. This was not time to be doing all these things. And that's what I want you to understand is when Jesus says, when they said he spoke with authority, I believe they saw in him, they glimpsed in him, the Father heart of God. They understood the love that God has for us. He reflected the author perfectly. And therefore, when he spoke with authority and power, people understood that he wasn't doing it so that he could be honored or acclaimed, but he was doing it because of a love that the Father has for his children. Brothers and sisters, may we, when we recognize that we are called to be kingdom people, we recognize that God wants for us that privilege of the King giving us his authority and allowing us to walk in his power, that we would know that we're motivated by love. That it's the love of God in Christ Jesus that gives us that authority. It's that reflecting the author that God wants for us so desperately. And I believe that when we do that, people's lives are changed. How many of us today, when somebody does something nice for us, think that they're doing it so that we will be in debt to them? Anybody think that? Yeah? As a matter of fact, a survey was done and people were asked, when someone does something for you, are they expecting something in return? And it was really sad that over 80% of the people answered yes. Over 80% of the people answered yes. Do you think that that's the way that God intended us as his people to think? The interesting thing about the study was it wasn't just people outside of the church. You see, when we understand grace and we understand love and we understand the Father heart of God and we understand what real authority means, it means that we reflect the love of God into the lives of people. And we understand what real power is. Power is the love that transforms life. That we would see in people a response that would not expect that they have to do something in return, but they would receive it by grace. I believe more and more that if we're going to be a people who are going to be influential in transforming our society, we are going to have to reflect the author better. And I know it has to begin with me. I understand that. But don't you think we need to do a better job at reflecting the author? I think we do. And it starts with us understanding that healing begins with an understanding and trust in God's love. That he was willing to send Jesus into the world to die on that cross for us. To shed his blood for us. So that he could reconcile us to him. And we could know the love that God has for us. Brothers and sisters, it's my prayer today that you would not leave here without experiencing the love of the Father for you. The love that God has for you. When we partake of the sacrament that we're going to hear shortly, may it be for us a reminder of Christ's love And may it be for us an experience of his presence. And may it be for us a time where he can pour out his Holy Spirit upon us and help us to be reflectors of his, of the author, to be people who walk with authority and power and who really live out a life that shows his love to the people around us. Amen.